It's the fourth chapter of Philippians, verse 4, and it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Gosh, guys, I don't know what to really tell you, except we're thinking way too hard on things that we should not be. Our minds are hardly where they should be tonight. Don't take me the wrong way. Our minds and hearts, if we are focused in the will of God, even if one would come, we should be behind them and fall down with them. Our minds should already be ready. I rejoice tonight with my sister because I know when God was pouring out in her life, and what an amazing and wonderful experience it is to feel the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. What a wonderful joy that it is to feel the presence of God stir you into a shout or into a dance or have words bubbling over in your heart that you just can't hardly hold back. Oh, to be able to say, and I just thank Him for the Holy Ghost. I thank Him for the indwelling of the Spirit. But tonight our minds are not in order to the way that God would have them be. Hallelujah. I want to begin in my life to think of things that are true. I want to think on the things that are honest. Hallelujah. There are many deceiving things out in the world today. They'll be on your smartphone. They'll be on the internet. They'll be on the television. They will be exposed to your heart. And if our mind is not thinking in the honest things, we're not going to walk with a lifted up, encouraged spirit. We're not going to be lifted up because if our mind is elsewhere, our mind is troubled. When we've been putting our mind to too many things, I don't have to ask anybody if you've went through this because I know that's where we are. Our minds are not where they should be. If I was focused in on the true purpose of a church, then when anybody ever came to the altar at any time, I would be ready to go. I'd be ready to go. Somebody begin to sing and worship God. I may not know the words to the song, but I will come together because my mind is ready to worship the presence of the Most High God. There is not a church that I could go to that I would not be able to worship because my mind is on Him. My mind is on Him. There is not a number tonight that I could walk into. Give me two people that'll come together in the presence of God and you'll have a meeting. Don't give me 10 people that have been looking at junk all week and expect an outpouring of the Spirit. You can come in and see somebody else feel good, but it's one thing for you to get it for yourself. It's another thing to stand and have the joy of the Lord. We'd be able to testify if our minds were in a good place, but our testimonies have grown sour. They've grown sour. We've let bitterness set in on the very things that God's doing. Bitterness is in our hearts because we give more time in our thoughts. I feel the Holy Ghost. We give more time in our thoughts to the things that bother us before we'll get into a place where we'll think upon God and the things that He can do. That's the very thing that builds up your faith when you begin to think upon the Lord. Whatsoever things are true. I know the Word of God is truth in my life. It's not something I read. It's something that delivered me in my present time of trouble. I was able to come and He brought me out. Tonight, rejoice with me for a minute to know that we are delivered, that the Word of God is deep down in your heart. I don't have to pluck a testimony out of you. When you think about the blessings of God, it'll make you rise up and want to give Him glory. I don't have to get a thing out of you because if your mind is ready, oh, to worship, you'll
you'll get in here and worship with me. If your heart is ready, you'll be ready with a song. I won't have to beg you to sing. You'll be able to. I feel like preaching tonight. You won't have to worry about, oh, if you're going to have a good service or not. You'll get in and be ready to worship the Most High. I'm ready to leap for my God. I'm ready to shout for my God. I'm ready to preach for my God. He brought me out of something far greater than my mind would have been able to handle. He brought me forth, oh, out of the mire clay, molded me into the man I am today. Get your mind in order tonight. I feel us slipping away from the will of God because we're not focused on where God wants us to be. My heart, oh, is in warning, oh, to my spirit, because if I do not think upon God in the midst of my trouble, then I am giving glory to the very thing to which would afflict me. Think about the woman with the issue of blood. She had to begin to think about the victory, the healing, before she ever got to stepping out. And there's something to that. There is a commitment within a person to set their mind ready to go. I want to touch not only the hem. I want to touch him. Hallelujah. I want to touch him. But if my mind is everywhere worried about what is to come, Christ put it like this. He said, take no thought for what you'd wear, what you carry. In other words, I will provide for you when you are in need. I have learned that more often than not. When I am in need, he shows up for me. Can we get somebody to praise him for that tonight? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Get in this word with me tonight. Whatsoever things are pure, tell me the last time we thought of things that are pure. One of the only things that's pure that I know of, oh, is the Almighty God. I don't mean to get all in your business tonight, but our minds are not ready. We're not ready. We're present. You're in my view, and I'm in your view. But if my mind is thinking upon the presence of God and I get focused in on what I need to be doing, I will stop worrying about why somebody else didn't step out and obey the Lord to bless me. I'll stop worrying about every time that there's a quiet moment and wondering why. I'll just be able to rise up and get into the presence of God. Churches are losing their joy because their minds are troubled. They're well equipped to do the job, but our minds aren't ready. Our heart can be ready, yes. But our minds have got to get rid of the things that's hindering it. Oh, it's so easy. Oh, it's such a deceiver today. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm not going to try to preach for you to lay down every technology you have in your life. But if it is something that is taking your mind from God, you better evaluate what it is that you're putting in your life. Don't get me wrong. I grew up my entire life. When I was a child, I had a computer. I grew up playing with technology. That was what I love to do. That's what I work in. I have a smartphone, and sure, it makes me feel smarter that it does so much for me. But if I am consumed in something, take the device out of our hand for a minute. If I am consumed in anything, you might like taking trips. You might like going out to eat all the time. I don't know what your vice is, but if it's something that takes your mind away from being able to have joy. But let's go beyond joy tonight. Let's talk about peace. Somebody say peace tonight. Peace. Peace of God will surpasseth what? All understanding. Oh, hallelujah. I don't understand it all. I feel somebody's right here with me in this message right now. I don't understand it all. And I don't have control of what is ahead. And if I dwelled there, I would have no joy. I would not have the get up and go when it's time to stand and show people what's in your heart. I know it's so easy to dwell in the things that we're facing, but there's going to come a time when you'll turn and trust in the Lord. But that's when your mind gets rid of the thing that is afflicting you. Hallelujah. You can lift up your hand with me right now and say, affliction, get thee hence from my life. Hallelujah. Depression, get thee hence from my life. Oh, there is youth living in the present day that look happy but are miserable because their minds are tormented with everything that they're exposed to. Listen to me tonight. You need to get your mind in order, not only for yourself, but for somebody that's watching you, somebody that needs your input, that will talk about things that are true, things that are honest, things that will lift them up and bring them life. There is power in the resurrection power of the Spirit of God. That is, being able to speak to something that would appear to be dead, and by God's power give it life. That is, when I'm talking to somebody that's depressed, that I don't just say, well, you'll make it, just hang in there. But I get down with somebody. Get down with somebody, and it says, let us reason together. Let me present you a reason tonight. He is your Savior. He is your present help in a time of trouble. He is the one that has given you finance when you were in lack. When your family was in trouble, God came through. Oh, I feel like preaching. Oh, God came through. Oh, depression tonight has no hold on your mind when you said it ready. Oh, God, I'm coming tonight. And every hindrance that's held me back is getting out of my way. God don't want you moping around all week long. He has equipped you with the ability in your mind to take authority over those things. To move on. Somebody say that. I'm moving on. We need to get out of where we are. We need to break the bondage of our mental strains and all the things that would leave us perplexed. And, it's just stealing our joy. If it steals your joy, you certainly cannot share joy with another. I certainly cannot reach out for the lost that is in need today. It's true. Let's read the rest of that part. Whatsoever things are lovely and of good report. I feel like preaching on good report more than anything. When's the last time that you heard something bad and spoke something good over it instead? When's the last time that we heard something bad, and instead of bashing the person that you heard about, or bashing the trouble that they may be in, but to speak something good of it? Hallelujah. I don't have to wait on a good report to come by to begin to pray for a good report to come. Hallelujah. I'm going to be getting in and believing God for those things that are not as though they are. That's the basis of your faith. So the next time that you hear something that wants to trouble your spirit, get your mind already in order and say, Lord God, I heard the word of God at church. I know exactly what I need to do right now. The next time I hear a word that would discourage me, so what if they mess with you? So what if they hurt your feelings? Speak a good report in their life, and maybe things will change. We're dwelling and letting things to take us over. We're letting the same people say two things to us and bring us down. And God wants you to say the good things. He wants you to sow good things. It says it like this, that the power of life in death is in what? It's in the tongue. Your ability to be able to bring things out that may hurt you. But hallelujah, the power of God will cause you to be happy, cause you to be with joy, cause you to be able to rise up tonight. Oh, you might have to pardon me for a minute. I've had so much that's tried to bring me down, tried to bring me down below where my standard is. But my standard is joy. I'm drawing the line tonight. You can get in it with me if you want to, or you can miss this move of God. I'm drawing a line, and I'm getting in where the joy is. I'm tired of falling away beneath where God has raised me up to. There's peace in the presence of God. There's joy beyond all measure. There's peace beyond your understanding. Get out of your comprehension and say, Lord, if it's mine, I'll take it tonight. Somebody draw a line. Somebody draw a line and say, this is where I'm going to. I'm getting out above these words that people would say. They might make fun of you to your face. I'm going on up a little bit more. They might have discouraged you from obeying God. Somebody needs this. I'm going on up higher. God will give me the ability to have the shield of faith. Pardon my voice tonight. Little horse. Have the shield of faith. When the fiery darts of the enemy would come, you don't even feel it. It goes right on out of the way, out of your point of view, because you were already trusting. Somebody needs this. You were already trusting God before the affliction came. And when it comes to you, it will not afflict you. You'll speak a good report over this, so they may be sick today. But God is going to move and heal their life. God is going to change them for the good. God is going to save them. They've been lost 20 years, Jared. You don't understand the story. I don't want to hear a bad report. Speak me something good tonight. Get in here and testify of His goodness tonight. Get your mind ready to obey God tonight. Hallelujah. Put your family in the hands of Jesus so that your mind is ready to be able to obey God. Get a hold of that joy tonight and say, Lord, I'm coming up out of this. I'm breaking above the surface, and I'm going to get to where my faith will let me walk on the water. I'm going to trust You, Lord God. I'm stepping out of the boat of man-made trust to stay afloat. Jesus didn't need a boat to stay afloat. And they were sitting on that man-made device. Then there was one. Lord, if it be Thou, woo, bid me to come. He had his mind in the right place. Had nothing to do with, oh, look at all the journeys that I've made in my life. And look how I've walked in the anointing of God. And look that I've attended church 20 years and tithed and been a faithful member and not said a bad word about anybody. But it's in your affliction and in what you go through that you're able to stand and get your mind to say, Lord, if it be You, send me, God, and I'll go. Lord, if it be You, give me the words and I'll say them. It's too many open spaces that God has called people in this church to testify. You can take it out on me if you wish. I'm prepared with a shield of faith tonight. God has called you to testify. He's called you to praise Him. He's called you to get up and be an example for the up and coming generation that needs a move of God. They need somebody that will set their mind in order. Now let's get to the reality, because I know some of us are sitting in reality and saying, but what about Monday? I feel good right now, but what about Monday? Well, I'm here tonight to close with talking about the ability of sanctification. Sanctification. That is that which is dirty and afflicting your mind and trying to trouble it, that you will trust God and allow a cleansing to come forth. Allow a renewing of your mind. I love to sing. I love to obey God. But if my mind is not in order, I don't know if anybody else is like this. I know better than to do anything else but to get my mind and heart ready before God. So if we're in that place, we need to repent and ask for forgiveness and not keep riding the coattail of maybe I'll make it another day. We got to quit riding the coattail of thinking that we're just going to scoot on through life. It may be a blessing every now and then will fall through if we get somebody highly anointed to pray. God is wanting you to raise up to your standard tonight. He wants this church to raise up to the standard that He's been preaching and speaking and moving. Oh, the almighty anointing of God is more than enough in here. Oh, it's nothing to do with, oh, the anointing and the power of God. Where we come short is where we lack the ability to come together in unity. We are not able to come together, not because we don't love one another. Our mind isn't ready to be able to do it. If my mind is troubled about everything going on, I'm not going to willingly fellowship with my sister and say, I love you. I'm not going to reach out and say, be thou healed in the name of Jesus. In fact, I'm going to sit back, be disobedient, and fall into sin and into trouble because God raised me up to be better than that. And I know that. I know that. It took me a while to learn it. Of course, some of us being more stubborn than others, like myself, learned it by experience. Try not singing and testifying and saying, well, Lord, I know You'll bless me because I'm going through a hard time. The blessing is, visualize this, it's within your reach tonight. But you know what the very thing is that holds us back? Our mind. Tonight we're getting into where the battle is. It's in our mind. When David fought against the giant, it had nothing to do with the armor. I think that his strongest ability was to set his mind in order. He didn't give regard for protection of that. His mind was already ready. He was thinking in his mind, speaking faith. You come to me with a spear and a sword, but I come to You in the name of the Lord. It's time that we give surrender to God and stop fighting the unnecessary battles and get to where the battle really is. Troubled hearts, lost souls, people that are sick. We're missing people that are sick in hospitals and not being able to get to them because we're so selfish in our own mind. We're deceived in our own mind. We don't even have the compassion anymore because our minds are being corrupt and troubling our hearts. That which you put into your thoughts is the same that which you would eat. You wouldn't go out and get motor oil and drink it up because you know that would afflict you. But yet it's so easy how the deception came. It even came in the garden with the mind of Eve. Had nothing to do with, well, I don't think this will be so bad, this, you know, going on in the mind. I don't think it'll be that bad if I just lay back tonight and rest in the ease of the service. I don't think it'll be that bad if I don't go. That person will be there another day. We just went and had a visit with somebody and prayed over them, and they're gone now. We don't have the promise of a next time to go. Don't have the promise of a next service to get somebody in that needs it. I can't tie us all up and bring us together in the presence of God, because our minds are far more powerful than any chain that I can put on you. In church, if you want to really make it and do something and not just get by, get your mind built up in faith. Get into the things that are honest and true. If it's not honest and true, you don't need it anyway. You might feel like you're losing something when you give something up for God, and you feel like I'm in that Bible belt of do's and don'ts. Has nothing to do with that. The enemy would persuade you to be that way. But it's in our commitment to participate in things that are pure. Those things that are honest. Hallelujah. It said to do those things. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned, that which you've came through tonight. Let me just get a hand in here. If you have been through something and God, no doubt in your heart, moved in that. What does that tell us? We've all learned something. Sometimes it's the same, sometimes it's different. You know what I've learned as of late? That there is no sadness that God cannot heal. There is no frustration. And I'm testifying to you in my own personal life, there is no frustration. Nothing that anybody could say. No inability that you think you have that God can't change and work in. Nothing that you could bring before God that He will not move in your heart. Brother, I don't preach like all the ones I hear and enjoy. It's a deception of your mind. I used to say the same thing, and one day I remember standing and I finally gave up on worrying. Finally gave up on all that people would think about me. And I said, Lord, however you want to use me, I'm ready to go. So whether we get 5 people in here or we go out and preach to 5,000, my heart will be the same, because it's not for a church. It's not for a certain person or people that you would expect support from, but it's towards God first. If your hearts aren't made up to serve God, you'll come in even when nobody else will come in with you. There's been times that I've stood around and would have expected people to pray along with me, and I felt like that there was a lag, but I was still able to push on. And you're going to be challenged. Your mind will be challenged to say, I better just quit. Or nobody else is getting up and praising the Lord right now. I better just hold up. I better just wait. Listen, it's your time to move and obey God. It's your time to step out and do something different for a change. I'm looking for the day, and I'm believing this and praying with all my heart that there is going to be a bubbling up of the rivers of living water in this place, and that people are going to begin to step out, not because they're asked to, but because they feel an absolute stirring of the presence of God, and it'll lead them to do things they never thought they could. I'm looking and longing for the day when I'm able to step out and walk out of here and not have any torment over what I just did or what I just said. I've got victory over it today. I'm not worried about the words that are coming out to you tonight, because I know it is meant for you to hear this word. It's meant for us to be able to get our minds separated. We are separated from this world. The Word of God says, be not conformed. In other words, don't make an effort to try to be like the world. You're somebody different. You focus your life on other things, higher standards, acts of selflessness. The love of God will cause you to do that. It'll cause you to fall down with someone and pray 20 minutes longer because they're not getting what they need at the time. It'll cause you to step out and do something bold. And when you see a situation that's troubled, that you'll speak the truth in it. That's probably one of the toughest ones. If there's anything that there is a lack in today, it's not singing, it's not preaching. There are churches that pay for people to show up and play music. It's a very present reality. You know where the lack and the difference is that we're missing as a church? Why we don't see a church begin to build up, why we're not seeing growth in people around us, is that when our minds aren't ready, we lose the ability to witness. We lose the ability to speak the things that are in our mind that are good. And the only thing that we ever begin to talk about is what we're going through, how hard it is, how much we owe, or how sick that I am, or how that things just aren't going to church the way I think they should. And we dwell on the wrong things. And somebody needs to hear for a change that you speak a good report over a service. Hallelujah. And when something goes bad and you feel like it was dry, speak a good report over that service. And the more that you will persevere in that area, the more that I believe with all my heart that you'll find that oasis in the next service. Oh, I went through that my whole life hearing people talk about dry times and they want to throw out the preacher. It is not one person's fault that we have a dry service. I'm here to bring you a letter and open it up and say reality showed up, and it's not one person's fault that we can't come together. If you want a unified effort as a church, our minds, first of all, have got to be set. They had to set all the minds of people that marched around Jericho in order. They all were instructed to march around together. No doubt that God probably could have moved it on all of their hearts to be able to march together and not saying a word. But there was something about the spoken instruction to man in that time. Because it was setting our minds in order. It was following the word of God. When our minds aren't focused where they need to be, you're going to miss the very message that's being spoken tonight. That's the biggest loss that I feel like. That there's people that's come in here and preach their heart out. Places I've visited and I've seen them pour their heart out, and they get so discouraged because people miss it. But you cannot expect someone to receive something unless their mind is ready. You have got to make a conscious decision to say, I'm going to listen to this preacher tonight. There will be distractions even in church. The PA may be too loud. It might feed back a little bit and you'll be like, oh, it's too loud. I just can't enjoy anything. Or there might be somebody getting right next to you and just continuing to distract you. You need to get to where you can be in the presence of God. We miss good preaching sometimes simply because our minds aren't where they need to be. And notice that we've not even talked about the type of things that we put in our mind. That's a different message another time. I'm not going to put you through that. But just consider the act of being on something that's pure. Focused on that. Man, I'm going to try that tomorrow. The first thing that comes by and they give me an unreasonable deadline and ask me to do it all by myself, I'm going to just say, all right. All right. I can do it. I'll do it. Say with a smile. Not worry about the pities and the toils and, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get it done. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this. When we worry, there's a difference in being worried and being concerned in prayer. Let me clarify this. Being in worry begins to lead us out of faith. I understand there is concern. If you didn't have concern, you weren't human and don't have a heart. There is concern for someone. But when you let worry kick in, where it goes on for hours and hours without praying, hallelujah, when I read this verse here, when we back up and read this, it says, be careful for nothing and in everything by prayer. That means prayerfulness for anything. Being able to pray over it all. If there's something that you're leaving off on your list before God that you know needs change, we got to pray for all of it. We've got to surrender those parts to the Lord so we can change and be molded to something different. But hallelujah, you have got to have your mind ready. I've seen revivals that could have went far. And to a person's point of view, it seemed like it didn't complete a great success. And even further, when you get churches to visit with one another, our minds are not ready to come together. We're more than able tonight and well equipped for an absolute outpouring of the Holy Ghost. It's here. It was here before we got here. And it's with you wherever you go. So be aware of where your mind is. If you know where your mind is and you get that which is on your mind out of the way and go into complete surrender with God, and that is, Lord, you see my affliction. You see what I'm going through. But tonight it's yours. Oh, it's so easy to do that. I'm going to pray this prayer over you. And if you're ready to receive something from God, just pray this with me. God, you see where I am. You see the affliction that's before me. And God, I'm making up my mind. Lord, I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to go forward. Lord God, lead us tonight. Help us, God, to have our minds set in order that no matter what people would say, what afflictions and problems will come, that our minds will be fixed upon you. Hallelujah. It's time to stop begrudging. It's time to let go. It's time to lay those things down. Hallelujah. We need to get our minds set to where we can obey God and feel His presence in the fullness again.
And it's time to let that go tonight. It's time to release yourself from that bondage. Take the chains off tonight and say, it's not worth it. It's not worth going through this bondage. If they said something, they hurt me, so what? I'm going on. I forgive them. My mind is fixed. I'm ready. Church, I love you tonight with all that's in me. But you know I can never stand and ever say a word unless my mind was ready to go. Couldn't do it. We can't do anything without the Lord leading us. And how many of us know what the present teacher is for all of us? This is not for a college degree. This is not for special training for the job. It's the Holy Ghost. It's your teacher. In other words, it's that which will lead you through experience to where you'll become learned and say, I know I've been through this before, and I know what to do here. I've been in a dry service before, but I know what to do. I know how to get myself stirred up in the presence of God. I know how to step out and feel His presence. Hallelujah. We might come in here and the power be off, or we don't have any musicians, but it's my every belief that if our minds were ready, you'd be able to have church without music. There's plenty of places a long time ago that just sang spirituals. Hallelujah. And all that they would begin to sing is, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free in Jesus' name. I'm free. And they just sing that. And they didn't need a guitar. We're covering up and letting our minds enjoy the music instead of enjoying the presence of God. And I love to play. It's been my passion. But I know how easily it is that you can be torn away just by music alone. Listen to a song that makes you think of that old somebody you used to date. Oh, I don't do that, brother. Sure you don't. Put in the radio station on scan and come across that one and be like, oh, I remember high school. They do infomercials that target this market. They put on a certain kind of music and they know that that age demographic will buy it because it reminds me of that somebody, that person that was there for me. And then they hurt me. So then I bought a CD to listen to comfort me when I was sad. But it didn't really help because 3 minutes was up and, oh, I got to put it on repeat and now I'm bored with the song now. Still where I was because my mind's not made up. Music is a powerful thing. You have to be careful. But even David used music to his advantage. One night I'm going to come in here and surprise you and just play music. But brother, you've got to sing something, do you? If your mind, hear this, if your mind is ready, you could just play music. And I did this at home. I just begin to play the piano and just tears fall from my face because I feel the soothing of God. And I had a moment like that where I realized, Lord, I know what you did with David that day. I know what that is about now. I know when my heart is troubled, I can get to a place where my mind is set. And I can use the things that God has given me. Well, brother, I never get a chance to sing. Sing to yourself. Tell me to sit down and I'll let you sing. Amen. I'm willing to sit down if somebody will step out and do it. Don't do one of those. Well, maybe I'll bet. Well, I don't know. Well, maybe I will, but I'm too afraid. But I don't know if I will. Well, somebody's got to ask me first, but then nobody asks me. And then I go back and forth and in the middle of confusion. God is not the author of confusion. Hallelujah. Let me read it one more time. Be careful for what? Nothing. Not be careless, but we're going to be faithful in what we deal with. I wish that there was some kind of spiritual floaty sometimes to keep me afloat when I'm not able to keep swimming. But you know what your floaties are when you feel like you're sinking? It's your faith. It's where your mind is. And if our mind is in discouragement, no doubt you need to give that to God. Do not leave here with discouragement. God did not mean for us to live in discouragement. I can imagine the day that David was coming through with the Ark of the Covenant and a man that fought many wars. And when we see people that have the image of being strong and you know, you don't see them just breaking it down with the Ark of the Covenant. His mind was made up that he was going to glorify God. So tonight I leave you with that thought. Get your mind ready. In other words, take the things that you put in your life every day and begin to prioritize where God is ahead of all of that. If he's not first, then we're missing our blessing. There's people that attend church week after week that probably get the perfect attendance star and we'll pin it on their jacket and good job, I'm glad that you came the whole time. But we're missing the move of God because our mind's somewhere else. What I've got to get from the store later. What I've got to go eat after it's over. Listen, I'll tell you, there's only Charlie's, Poblito's, and Shoney's. So get it off your mind. That's the only places you got.
in all seriousness, that's where we are. We're just away from God. That's an example. It's a silly example. Let's commit as we go forward to make up our mind and to serve the Lord with all diligence. Don't do it for me. Because you might do it for me, and then I don't give you the honor and praise. Well, you did such a good job, and I might just head out the door and forget to do it because I'm human. Do it for God. Because you're in anticipation of a good report and good blessings.